Chapter 7. The Modern Nations of Western Europe. There were no fewer than 18 distinct tribes of the barbarians who, by their active presence, were instrumental in the ruin of Western Rome. One of these, some, after their work of destruction was done, left the territories of the West, and established themselves elsewhere, or were lost among the other wild peoples of Northern and Eastern Europe or Asia. Others coalesced and the names of lesser tribes were lost under that of the predominating one. And so, when the last vestige of the Western Empire of Rome had vanished, the territory was found partitioned into exactly 10 parts, occupied by exactly 10 independent nations. No more, no less. Named in order from the northern to the southern limits of the Western Empire, these 10, as they stood in 476 at the extinction of the empire, were as follows: the Angles and Saxons in Britain, the Franks in all Gaul north and west of the river Moselle, the Alemanni in north Switzerland, Swabia, Alsace, and Lorraine, the Burgundians in west Switzerland and the valleys of the Rhone and Saone in southeast Gaul, the Visigoths in southwest Gaul and Spain, the Suevi in that part of Spain which is now Portugal, the Ostrogoths in Pannonia, what is now Austria, the Lombards in Noricum, between the Ostrogoths and the Alemanni, the Heruli in Italy, the Vandals in North Africa, with capital at Carthage. The details of this anyone can trace out, any day, on any map that he will but hold before him, and mark as he reads the history of the fall of the Roman Empire. These 10 kingdoms were first mentioned in the prophecy of Daniel, especially in that the fourth beast, which represented Rome, was seen to have 10 horns, and these 10 horns, out of this fourth kingdom, are distinctly said by the angel to be 10 kings' kingdoms that shall arise. Daniel 7:7-24. They are referred to later, in the book of Revelation, in the description of the dragon, and also of the beast having 7 heads and 10 horns. Also, in the prophecy of Daniel, it is related that there would come up among these 10 another one, and that by 3 of the 10 would be plucked up by the roots. Daniel 7:8-20-24. The 3 which were plucked up were the Heruli, who occupied Italy, in 493. The Vandals, who occupied North Africa, in 534. And the Ostrogoths, who had been instrumental in rooting up the Heruli, and who occupied Italy in their place, in 538. That other one, before whom these 3 were rooted up, is described as having eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. And it was, and is, the papacy. 3 taken from 10 leaves 7. And these 7 of the original 10 kingdoms that divided Western Rome are in that territory today, and are the powers of Western Europe today. The Saxons, the Franks, the Alemanni, the Burgundians, the Visigoths, the Suevi, and the Lombards are the powers respectively of the Britain, France, Germany in the French language, and with the French people of today, the Germans are only Alemans, and Germany is only Allemagne, Switzerland, Spain, Portugal, and Italy of today. For after the plucking up of the 3rd of the 3 kingdoms, the Lombards removed from their place on the Danube, and established their kingdom in Italy. And to a considerable portion of that country communicated the perpetual appellation of Lombardy. In the Middle Ages, Lombardy was, indeed, for a time, the name for Italy itself. Thus the powers of Western Europe today are as definitely pointed out by the prophecy as they could be without specifically naming them. Of these 7, some are very powerful, such as Britain, France, and Germany, while others are weak, such as Switzerland, Spain, and Portugal, while Italy stands, as it were, between strong and weak. So these 7 of the original 10 stand just where Daniel, from the dream that was given to Nebuchadnezzar, said they would stand. Daniel 2:40-43. They stand there in precisely the condition in which that prophecy said they would stand, partly strong, and partly broken, or weak. Britain, France, and Germany have spread their power over the whole world, and have so intertwined themselves in the affairs of the whole world that what touches the world touches them, and what touches them touches the world. Thus the first effect of the first four of the seven trumpets was the blotting out of the Western Empire of Rome. And the second effect was the planting of the modern nations of Western Europe, and among them the great nations of today. Next we must study the fifth and sixth trumpets, and at the end of the sixth, we shall again come face to face with these and others of the great nations of today.